Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I proudly rise today in a bipartisan effort to release the Epstein files, finally, after five administrations have covered it up. Earlier today, I attended the press conference where the survivors, they're not victims, the survivors of Jeffrey Epstein's sexual abuse and sex trafficking told their stories. And they told stories about how it started back in 1991, 1996, and they continued on through the decades. And they told stories about how they told someone and tried to get help. They told the FBI, and they weren't listened to. And they told law enforcement, and no one did anything. And these women don't just number a few. These women number around 1,000 women. And they are victims of something that's unthinkable. And this should have never, ever happened. This was the biggest fight I think I've seen in Washington, D.C. This is my fifth year here. And this was a fight that we should have never had to wage. It should have been the easiest thing for every single member of Congress. It should have been the easiest thing for the Speaker of the House. It should have been the easiest thing for the President of the United States to release all the information, every single file, on behalf of these American women. These American women aren't rich, powerful elites. They do not have someone paying for their airline tickets or paying for their trips or paying for their expenses every time they try to do something to get this information out. These are your average Americans. And you want to know what the Epstein files represent? The cover-up represents to average Americans. It represents the failures of the federal government and Congress to the American people. And that is what people rose up about in 2024. They wanted and demanded transparency from their government and for Americans finally to be put first. And today, with this vote, we are finally putting these victims and these survivors of Jeffrey Epstein and the cabal of rich, powerful elites that expands not just here in the United States of America, but to other countries as well. We're putting them last. And that is exactly what Americans want. You see, for far too long, Americans have been put last. And they're sick of it. They're sick and tired of it. And this is why they don't trust Congress. This is why they don't trust the government. And here's the problem. All of these women, women who have suffered in shame for years and years and years, women who were terrified, women who were intimidated, women who were threatened, just like Virginia Giuffre. And now she's dead. And these women should have never faced that for this information to come out. And we, especially the four Republican members of the House of Representatives, we should have never faced intimidation and threats for us to get this vote to come to the floor. Never forget, there were four: Thomas Massie, myself, Nancy Mace, and Lauren Boebert. We had to sign a discharge petition, and we had to fight through intimidation, and we had to endure it for months to push that discharge petition finally to 218 to get this vote to come out. This is what the American people are sick of, and rightfully so. Now, where does this go from here? The question will remain: will the Department of Justice release all the information? Will a judge in New York release the information? Will the CIA release the information? And will foreign governments release their information? Or will this continue after this vote today be a cover-up of the rich, powerful elites that bond together in sex and human trafficking, abuse, and all types of global business that enriches them but never serves Americans? The American people will know, and the victims, actually the survivors of Jeffrey Epstein, will know because they know the list of names. And I remain dedicated to my promise to read those names here on the House floor if those women ever find them in a place that it needs to be done. I yield back to Ms.
Gentlelady from Georgia yields back.